Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you here for the conversation. As you know, we take your good health quite seriously here. I do. And I've had enough mishaps in my life that I know that if you get banged around a little bit, it's important to seek professional help, maybe in a variety of ways. But in this case, I'm talking about concussions and concussions in sports specifically. Joining me is Dr. Matthew Safarian from the Sparrow Sports Medicine Department at Sparrow Health Systems. Doctor, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's talk about this. Obviously, football gets a lot of attention. Contact sports like football get the lion's share of attention. And certainly, I'm sure you see concussions and so forth that come from the football field on Friday nights in high school and on college game day and so forth. But concussions in sports can come from all sorts of places, can't they?
That is correct. You can see concussions in many different sports besides football, like wrestling, soccer, even from falls, from non-contact sports like cheerleading. One of the most common areas that we see concussions from actually is from motor vehicle accidents and falls.
Yeah, I would guess that's true. Concussions are taken a lot more seriously today than when I was younger. I can tell you that. When you got your bell rung, as they used to say, no big deal, he got his bell rung, he'll be fine, shake it off, get back out there. But that's not really the case anymore. You have concussion protocols that are in place when it comes to sports, competitive sports for sure, at every level now. Why the change in attitude? Why are we suddenly taking concussions so much more seriously than we did, say, a quarter century ago?
That's a good question. When you look at how we treat concussions now, whenever there's a question of whether someone's had a concussion, usually we play it safe and we remove them from competition until they're evaluated by a physician and cleared. One of the other reasons we're much more cautious with them now is because we better understand some of the longer-term ramifications. A lot of people are starting to see a lot of the stuff in the news about CTE or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is neurological changes that happen later on in life, and then even prolonged recovery from the post-concussion syndromes after it happens. So with the increased awareness, we're getting better at A, diagnosing them, and treating them.
So let me ask you this. In some sports, if you get a concussion and maybe you pass the protocol because it's not particularly severe when it comes to a concussion, and you get another one and another one, do concussions become worse if you get multiples of these concussions? You know, if you're in football and contact, I mean, it looks like to me from what I can gather as a layperson that frequency and the number of concussions can certainly build a tonnage that's not good.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's another good question. And the interesting thing about concussions, more and more about them every single day. And what you said about, you know, each subsequent concussion causing more longer-term damage, we believe that's true. However, we don't know right now how many cause that and why certain people get worse symptoms than others and why certain people have worse symptoms later on in life compared to others. So that's something that we're currently studying and we don't really know much about yet. But that is generally one of the things that we see in our clinic is with each subsequent concussion, athletes tend to have a longer recovery.
Right, and obviously recurring concussions can, the bad pattern that can have long-term ramifications, as you mentioned. Matthew Safarian, Dr. Matthew Safarian here from the Sparrow Sports Medicine Concussion Clinic. Tell me about this clinic, this specialized care facility.
Yeah, so we opened this clinic in conjunction with Michigan State University, and we're seeing any athletes with concussions that require further evaluation. There's three of us providers there, so feel free to give us a call anytime.
And you've also got athletic trainers in a variety of the area high schools and so forth that are key to the evaluation and treatment of concussions. How important is it, I guess, because to me, again, I go back to, well, you know, he got his bell rung. And nobody took that stuff too seriously. It's like, you know, they'll be all right. They'll shake it off, right? Yeah, all these old terms that you used to hear. But that's not the way we treat it because it's a lot more serious. And there can be long-term ramifications. I believe my one brother got his head hit so hard playing football that it changed. I'm not saying that's a joke. I may give him a hard time about it. But, I mean, he was out there, didn't know which way was up. He was facing the wrong way in the football field, and the players on the field turned him around. He was playing linebacker. Turn around, face this way. And the coaches didn't see it for a couple of weeks. I mean, he got hit hard, and in today's world, he'd have been taken off and gone through the protocol, right?
Yes, that is correct. And some of that's the culture that's changed among some of these contact sports, especially within football. Back in the day, you know, the culture was just to throw you back in the game. But now that we know more about it and the long-term ramifications and the increased awareness, we're better at diagnosing these and removing these athletes from play. And onto the other thing you said about Sparrow, we have 14 athletic trainers that have been hired at various high schools in the Lansing area. So one of the important things to educate our kids are, if you feel like you have symptoms of concussion, whether it be headache, dizziness, feeling foggy, feeling out of it, or those symptoms, as you mentioned, getting your bell rung, to tell your athletic trainer that's on the sideline, and they can do an evaluation and move you from play if necessary.
Yeah, and I want to focus on that, because I want you to leave, if you would, Doctor. The listeners, a couple of tools, a couple of takeaways on this, and what I mean by that is, I want the average person listening to say, if I see this, or I feel this myself personally, I know there's something up. Whether it's a bike accident, a fall on the playground, a car wreck, which you mentioned is a big contributor to this sort of an injury. What are the symptoms to look for? Let's say it's somebody that I know, or it's myself. What do I look for to say, you know what? Maybe I need to go to the ER. Maybe I need to get some more treatment, because this is serious. What do I look for?
So any neurological symptom is something to be aware of. The most common symptom that we see is usually headaches. Other symptoms that can present are fogginess, dizziness, feeling out of it. And then for another important note to make is that you don't necessarily have to be hit in the head to have a concussion. So, for instance, in motor vehicle accidents, the whiplash of the brain moving back and forth in the head can cause a concussion, even though you may not hit your head on anything. Same with sporting events. If someone gets tackled in the chest and the head moves violently back and forth, even though they don't necessarily hit their head on the ground or have a helmet-to-helmet hit, per se,
right,
you can still present with concussion-like symptoms. So if you present with any of those neurological symptoms, it's important to report that and get that evaluated.
That is good information right there, and I greatly appreciate that. That's exactly what I was looking for. Dr. Matthew Safarian, he is a doctor with the Sparrow Sports Medicine Concussion Clinic, and we greatly appreciate the time today, Doctor. Thank you so much. If you want to find out more, 517-364-8070. That's 517-364-8070. Dr. Safarian, thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me today, guys.
It's the Steve Huber Show. Hit it!